Calls for Action presents Of Consuming Interest, a public service show that discusses scams, deceptive offers, and other consumer concerns. Here's Call for Action's president and your host, Shirley Rooker.
It's a scary subject. A lot of people don't like to talk about mental illness, but it's a subject that needs discussing because of the impact on our lives and our friends and family. We're going to discuss some of the services and things that are available to people, the family and friends, as well as the people who may have a mental illness, with Katie Sly Griffin. She's the executive director of NAMI, which stands for the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Katie, welcome to Of Consuming Interest.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Now, I know, as a matter of fact, your office is right around the corner from my office, and I know that one of the things you all do is run a thrift shop. But before we start talking about the thrift shop, basically tell us a little bit about your mission.
Okay. So NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, is an organization that is dedicated to the education, support, and advocacy of mental health, mental illness issues, specifically for both the person with the illness and family members, friends, and caregivers of that person.
Now, you say advocacy. Does that mean that you are out there proactively looking at legislation, the funding for programs, that sort of thing?
Absolutely. And talking in general about the need for services. Advocacy in our field can mean a lot of things. It can mean holding the hand of somebody in the hospital. It can mean, you know, going to the state house and talking about important legislation that might make the difference for somebody who has an illness. All different levels of work is what we describe as advocacy.
And you're run by a lot of volunteers and a very dedicated staff. I know my husband used to be on your board.
Yes.
And he's spoken so highly of the organization. And it's what prompted me really to want to talk to you, because I think it is a subject that needs discussing. I have a friend who, for example, has a son with schizophrenia. Mm-hmm. There are many people who have mental illnesses. It's not the person's fault. And I think we as a society have to learn to recognize and accept this.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. You can't talk about NAMI without talking about mental illness. You know, the National Institute of Mental Health says that approximately a quarter of the adult population is affected by mental illness. 6% of the adult population by severe mental illness like schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, major depression. So these are illnesses that are literally in everyone's homes. And if we don't talk about them and we don't look at the impact of these illnesses on our families and our communities, we're doing ourselves a major disservice.
And our economy.
Absolutely.
Because I'm sure that people who don't have severe mental illness, but who are experiencing difficulties, are not making the contribution to their workplace, probably, that they could.
They physically can't. And the impact has been quantified, actually. Apparently, based on studies done at Harvard, people with mental illness make 40% less in their lifetime than somebody without mental illness. It's significant. They can't work. And I'm a family member of people with mental illness. And so I also know that the impact on family members is huge.
Yes.
When your loved one's in a crisis, they have to go into the hospital. And by the way, it happens at all hours of the day and night.
Yes.
You can't predict it. You know, you have to take time off of work.
Now,
and so
should
the impact
we categorize mental illness in terms of the things such as depression, mm-hmm. which could be a temporary condition? And then talking about, there's kind of a scale of the severity, as you referred to, for example, schizophrenia and bipolar disease, and that's sort of on the top end of the scale that's the most difficult to deal with. Let's start out on the lower end of this scale and talk about some of the services you might have to people and family who are suffering severe depression. And this time of in our country's history, we're having a lot of unemployment. There's a lot of things that are going on. All the natural challenges that we've been facing. And I suspect that all of these contribute to people's mental health, whether it's temporary or it's something that's ongoing. So how do you all as an organization, do you categorize, that sounds so cruel, but I don't mean that this way, but if people come to you and say, I need a program, I need some help, what do you do with them?
Right. So one of our primary programs is actually a helpline, an informational helpline, where people call us and we get questions all the time, like, my 22-year-old son was just diagnosed with bipolar disorder. What do I do? You know, they don't have a doctor yet. They don't have a therapist. They're worried about housing and employment for their loved one. And they're so caught up in the crisis of the moment and dealing with the needs of their loved one that they are also forgetting about their own needs. So one of our primary missions is to make sure that we're providing information in an empathetic way to give people resources that they need. And, you know, if you call our office, we've got volunteers and staff members who are always available to do that.
And tell us the phone number and the website for your organization.
No problem. So NAMI Montgomery County is 301-949-5852. And our website is www.namimc.org, N-A-M-I-M-C.org.
Okay, now, but if people, since we cover a broad listening area, people from any area can call you, right?
Right. So we provide a large number of services for, as compared to most NAMI affiliates across the nation. We're really lucky in this area. Both the national organization and a number of strong affiliates are through the D.C. and Mid-Atlantic area. So the national organization, which is NAMI.org for their website, is in Arlington. And you can always find help by contacting them, and they'll connect you to the appropriate affiliate.
Okay. So the number 301-949-5852, that can get you to a broad range of information, services, and so on. Or the website is namimc.org.
Correct. That's the Montgomery County affiliate.
Okay. But if they're in D.C. and listening, they can call you.
Absolutely.
You can send them to the appropriate place.
We always
or whatever.
Do. Always.
Exactly. All right. Look, now, it's important, I think, to look at these services that you provide. You actually provide counseling. You can come to sessions to tell me what you provide.
So NAMI's mission again states that we're here for education and support. We're not actually providing any direct therapeutic services.
Okay. But you would direct people.
We direct people to the appropriate services, and we help make sure, you know, people call us with a variety of needs. So some people have insurance, some people don't. We're going to push them towards the services that are most appropriate for their needs.
Okay. But you do have support groups.
We do.
And that sort of thing, right?
We do.
While you don't do the actual one-on-one counseling kind of thing, you do provide a lot of other support.
Correct. Everything NAMI does is free for the community. So you can come to one of our support groups. They are specifically led by volunteers who are just like you. So if you have a mental illness, the support groups you attend are going to be led by other people with a mental illness. If you're a family member or caregiver of somebody who has a mental illness, the support groups you attend are going to be led by family members and caregivers. And NAMI believes that this peer support aspect is critical to recovery and critical to moving forward with an illness.
Well, you know, the thing I always see about support groups is that there are other people who understand where you're coming from. And I also believe that we learn a lot from talking to other people who are experiencing the same problems.
Absolutely.
And we all have different viewpoints.
Absolutely. And these illnesses are so isolating that without that peer support, you really cannot move forward.
You know, we need to take a break. The time's flying by here. This is such a good subject for us to talk about. I just want to identify us. If you've just joined us, you're listening to Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest is Katie Sly Griffin. She's the executive director of NAMI, which is the Montgomery County NAMI, which is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And we're talking about the services and the kinds of things and support they offer to the community for families and people who suffer from mental illness from a variety of ranges of illness. Okay, so one of the things that people are going to be able to provide from you are references and appropriate direction in which to go.
Correct.
Support groups, that sort of thing. This all requires money because you all do this without any charge to the people that use your
Correct.
Services. So what are your primary sources of income?
So we have a
I don't mean necessarily companies or things like that, but how do you,
right.
I'm sure you must need a large base of people, individual givers would be very helpful, right?
Right. Individual donations.
Definitely.
Individual donations are critical to our success. Here in Montgomery County, we actually have a thrift shop that funds a majority of the work that we do.
I see people standing out with signs telling me there's a NAMI thrift shop right around
yes,
the corner.
Yes, indeed. So right on Parkland Drive, not far from White Flint Mall, we have our thrift shop and our office. And that thrift shop provides about 50% of the income that we as an affiliate need. We also have grants, obviously, and then individual donations. We run two major fundraisers a year. There is our upcoming Heroes Celebration, which is going to be October 19th in Silver Spring at the Silver Spring Civic Center. And then in the spring, there's always a statewide walk where you can come out and you can walk to support the needs of this community.
Okay, now let's go back to your thrift shop for a moment. In order to run a thrift shop, you need donations.
Indeed.
How do you make donations to NAMI in Montgomery County? And do you pick up? How do people bring stuff there? And what kind of things do you put in your thrift shop?
We take everything. And one of the things that we pride ourselves on is anything that comes through our door is either going to be resold through our thrift shop or it's going to be pushed to another community organization that can use it. So any donations you bring by can be utilized in some way,
shape, or
form.
So they will be. And you
absolutely.
You give people... sheets that they can
tax
submit.
Tax receipts.
Absolutely. That they can submit. Okay.
And people can just drop donations off at our door. We also do have limited pickup service available. We have a number of volunteers who are fantastic and actually take their trucks or go do pickups and make sure that, you know, we're getting items that otherwise, you know, an individual couldn't carry on their own.
Are there things you don't take?
So we follow the guidelines of the Consumer Product Safety Commission. So we don't take things like mattresses. Again, that can be sent someplace else. Computers can be very difficult to resell because oftentimes we're getting computers that are two or three generations back.
It may not even work.
Correct. But again, whatever comes through the door will either be resold, recycled, or rerouted to another organization.
So it's not going to be wasted.
Not going to be wasted
keep
ever.
Keep that in mind. All right, tell the people where your thrift shop's located.
It is 11720 Parklawn Drive in Rockville.
Okay, and what about the phone number? Is it the same phone number that
it's
we
a different
gave
phone number.
All right, so the phone number for the thrift shop is?
301-949-5731.
301-949-5731 if you want to make donations.
Mm-hmm.
And people can find you in the telephone book as well.
Absolutely,
or
online.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Well, I know you can just put in NAMI and it in AMI
yep.
and it comes up.
Yep.
Right. Okay. I would encourage people to make donations. I think that that is one of the things that we can do to help people and help employ people. Do you use people who have mental illness to help you in the thrift shop?
Absolutely. And it's, again, something that we in Montgomery County see as being so critically important. We believe strongly in the need for supported employment, which means that individuals who have illnesses have job coaches with them and people to help them enter the workplace and be productive in the workplace mm-hmm. when they otherwise might have difficulties. So we actually partner with organizations that provide supported employment. We have a number of staff and volunteers who all have illnesses, and we see it as a driving factor for, you know, our purpose in the community is to be inclusive of everybody who has mm-hmm. a disability, to allow them a place to have meaningful work.
Mm-hmm. I think your goals and the things that you do are just incredible, because this is an area of our community that I think people are victims of mental illness. They don't cause it.
Correct.
And there needs to be the understanding and the support, and for the families.
Correct.
I know for my friend whose son is schizophrenic, I mean, it's an emotional and financial burden. So there's a lot of things that you have to consider.
Absolutely. And for family members, one of the things that we heavily recommend is actually our family-to-family program.
Mm-hmm.
Family-to-family, again, it's free. It's a 12-week program led by trained volunteers who are family members. And it walks you through in 12 weeks the different diagnoses, what they mean. It talks about different types of medications and the effect that they might have on your loved one. It talks about self-care, because it's so critical to take care of yourself when you're a caregiver for somebody who has a chronic condition like schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, or any other of the mental illnesses.
I always say, if you don't help yourself, you can't help others.
Absolutely.
You know,
and
that's so critical.
That is, you know, the basis of NAMI's work.
And that's helping. I just think it's tremendous. Now let's give out phone numbers again. Folks, get out your pencils. These are important numbers. The local office to find out referrals to counseling. Counseling in the sense of support groups, not one-on-one type of counseling.
But
you will send referrals.
We have referrals.
And they take into consideration people's financial ability. Can you talk to, help people who call you, say this is a new diagnosis. They've never dealt with a family member or themselves with mental illness. And they're concerned about insurance. They're concerned about whether or not they can get this covered. Where do they go to get the kind of services they need? You can answer all those questions.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, Katie, you're wonderful. And all right, so the phone numbers for all of that kind of information, 301-949-5852. 301-949-5852. And if you want to donate to the thrift shop, which I heartily encourage, as a matter of fact, I need to clean out closets, Katie. You may be my inspiration.
Absolutely.
301-949-5731. That's 301-949-5731. And the website is namimc.org. And just because you live in the District of Virginia, you can call them. They will tell you how to get help, so you should not feel restrained. And on that happy note, we're going to just let our listeners know that they're tuned in to Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Wooker. My guest is Katie Sly Griffin. She's the executive director of the Montgomery County chapter of NAMI, which is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and they provide some wonderful services for free to the community. And they need support, always need support. Have you all found that the state of the economy has had an impact on your fundraising?
Well, on our fundraising, absolutely. There's been a significant downturn for any nonprofit. But additionally, there's an increased need, especially in the area of mental health and mental illness during this time. You know, we know that suicides have increased during the period of the recession. And so people need help more than ever. And we're dedicated to providing that help for free. So anything that, you know, any way that people want to participate, whether it's an individual gift or whether it's coming in and volunteering with us, we have so many different ways that you can help and really make a significant difference in our community.
I think the volunteering aspect can be one that can be very satisfying, speaking as somebody who's volunteered for years, because you can give back to the community. And that to me is being able to help someone is just so essential about quality of my life.
Absolutely.
So we would encourage that. What other things do we need to tell our listeners about NAMI?
I think that the other aspect of new services that we're providing in Montgomery County is we have a brand new support group for veterans.
That's incredible.
So we have a peer-led support group. Two veterans are running the group for us. They're trained. And so that other veterans and people who are dealing with PTSD can come to this group and find peer support. And again, NAMI really wants to make sure that people are connecting back to all of the community services that they need. So if people call us and, you know, want access to the support group, we're happy to give them that. But we're also happy to talk to them about, you know, the VA or other services that might be available. And in this population of people, September is Suicide Prevention Month. So in the population of veterans, suicide is huge. It's a significant and troubling problem. So there's a lot of activities happening right now on suicide awareness for both the general population and for veterans. So we have a lot of opportunities to come and get involved, you know, no matter who you are. And we want to make sure that we're covering the needs of all of our community.
And, you know, the suicide, it can be so devastating on families, too, because the guilt and the questions that linger are so hard. Do you find that the veterans are willing to talk about the issues, or is there a reluctance to discuss feelings?
I'm not in that group because I'm not a veteran, and I don't.
You don't know.
I'm not allowed in that group. We like to make sure that these groups are closed and that they're confidential for the people who want to use the service. So I actually can't refer to what, you know, people are talking about in that group. But I can tell you that we get a number of calls from people who have been through the ringer and they want peer support. And we're here to provide that in English, in Spanish. we want to make sure that everybody gets the help they need.
That is incredible. But I, in order to keep all these services going, we need, as our populace needs, to make contributions to
absolutely
NAMI and to be and understand your mission and what you're doing. Now, your website, which I've looked at, you have a number of different programs that are listed there. For example, I notice you have things on kids.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you do the children's programs? Do you have kids leading kids?
Or no, actually.
You're going to put an adult in charge.
We actually, our programs for children are actually for the parents of a child or an adolescent who has a mental illness. But again, there are groups in Montgomery County specifically and nationwide that are providing family support for young people who have mental illnesses. Mm-hmm. Federation of Families is one such group. They have a strong presence in Montgomery County, and they're now National headquarters is also around here. So, you know, there are some really wonderful community organizations that are fulfilling a variety of needs. NAMI generally focuses on the needs of adults, but we do like to make sure, because kids, if we can get in early in understanding mental illness in kids, we're going to have better outcomes as adults. And so we do like to make sure that we're covering the needs of that population too.
And I noticed that one of the things that you have discussion groups on is eating disorders.
We actually connect to eating disorders.
Oh, you
groups.
Do? So you don't do it yourself?
We don't do that ourselves. But eating disorders, like depression, it can be as much of a sign of and symptom of a mental illness as it can be the disease itself. So for many of our people, they're also dealing with an eating disorder, depression, substance abuse. These are problems that, you know, cover the gamut of all mental illnesses.
Well, I'm just astonished at the spectrum of services that you all offer to people for free. Now, you have something here about provider education.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what that means.
So nationally, NAMI National, again, which is headquartered in Arlington, NAMI.org, has a program on provider education. And
you mean this is for the people who provide services and help to people with
absolutely.
Mental illness?
We want to make sure at NAMI that people who are treating individuals with mental illness understand the importance of inclusion of the whole family and understand mental illness, not just from the clinical perspective, but from the perspective of the individual who's living it. And so it's really important to see, you know, when you prescribe that medication, those side effects can be so devastating and makes
almost
you not want to take
it. Almost as bad as a disease.
Exactly. I
mean, that's right.
And so, you know, we want to make sure that providers everywhere understand every aspect of this disease.
Well, I known someone who had bipolar disease, and one of the complaints about the meds was that you felt so awful.
Yeah.
I mean, there was never a time that you felt good.
Right.
And the compliance of the medication, I guess, is a real problem, too.
Absolutely.
So that's something that caregivers have to watch out for.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so many issues.
It's a huge struggle, too.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine it would be. All right. Let's go through your thrift shop, which does a fantastic job in helping provide support. If someone wants to volunteer there, they can call. The best place for information is go to NAMIMC.org.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, you have a video there, too, on schizophrenia.
Actually, that's at NAMI.org, which is,
the national
organization.
It's your parent organization.
Yep, it's our parent organization.
Okay. But at any rate, it's a wonderful service. You all do so many tremendous things. And give the number for people to call who want to get information, guidance, to sign up for groups and so on.
Absolutely. So NAMI Montgomery County's phone number is 301-949-5852. And we've got staff and volunteers who are always willing to help and talk to you.
Do you have someone there 24 hours?
We do not. Mm-hmm. But the Montgomery County Crisis Center and the Suicide Hotline all have services 24/7. So if somebody's in a crisis, there's always a place for them to go.
Do you, I'm assuming you have voicemail on your machine when it's not, when you're not open. Do you refer them?
Absolutely.
Great. Well, that's the last word. Katie, thank you so much for taking time out to come and talk with us about such an important subject. You've been listening to Of Consuming Interest right here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. My guest has been Katie Sly Griffin, Executive Director of NAMI. And I'm Shirley Rooker, and we thank you for being with us.
of Consuming Interest is a public service program presented by Call for Action, hosted by Shirley Rooker. Call for Action is an international nonprofit network of hotlines which offer free and confidential assistance. If you have a complaint, contact Call for Action at 301-652-HELP. That's 301-652-HELP.